This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum is going to talk a little bit about this year's corn harvest challenges and concerns. All our listeners know that this crop year has been a real tough one with the amount of wet weather, flooding, drought, temperature variations, late plantings, and stuff like that. Believe it or not, right now, Bill, we have over 22 million acres of corn in the fields yet. For example, in Illinois and Indiana, over 20% of the corn has not been harvested. South Dakota, 53% has not been harvested. Wisconsin, 44%. And so certainly this is going to be a challenge because we know that as the corn stays out there, there's a risk of not being able to harvest it or in dropping of quality. Now, what do we mean by dropping quality? Well, there's two ones that are come to mind quickly. First of all, some of this less mature corn will have lower test weights. In other words, there's less starch. Instead of being 56 pounds to a bushel, it might be more in the high 40s, meaning it is lower quality, has less nutrients, less energy values for making ethanol or, if in some cases, feeding to livestock. Number two, this corn that's still out there can be 16 to 23% moisture. And because of the temperatures now and the rains we're getting, and in some cases snow, that's not changing. It's still staying out there at that high level. What we need to make sure we have stable quality corn and storage is under 14% moisture. So again, there's another challenge. In other words, so if you've got lightweight corn on the wet side, you could be facing docks up to $40 to $1.30 a bushel. So if corn is worth $3.60 a bushel, you could lose a third of the value of the corn just because it is substandard in terms of quality and moisture. Another problem with moisture, regardless if it's in the field or in the bin, and that is mycotoxins. It can develop mycotoxins with moisture inside the bin. Trying to get that crop out, first of all, our combines, where we continue to get rain, cannot get out there in the fields to get this crop, and then, of course, snow is coming, and, of course, the snow sits on the corn, and that causes a problem in the combines as well. And then the final key there is propane. And while naturally we have lots of propane, the problem is it's not in the right space for the right place for the right time. And so trying to get propane to some of these elevators in the Midwest and eastern parts of the United States appears to be a challenge. So what should the farmers be doing if you got corn stored? Number one, if you are putting air on and if you smell that air and it has a musty or spoiled odor to it, you got a problem. You better figure out where the problem is and either run the fan, add some heat, and or move the corn to try to get it to be stabilized. If there's a hard layer of grain on the surface of the bin, if you're up there inspecting your corn there, be careful for safety issues that you don't have to get buried in there. But certainly if there's a crust on that, that stops the air from movement there. And of course, you're going to have to break that surface off to allow that air to migrate and get out. And when you're up there, take a look at the roof for condensation. So if you see moisture on the roof of the bin, that indicates that there's moisture coming out of the corn, and that's going to then drip on top of the corn and can lead to the crusting and blockage of the air movement as far as that goes. If the corn is warm, and you can do that by putting temperature probes into the corn, then if corn is warm, above the ambient temperature, obviously, something is going on in that corn as well. If the corn is wet, then you can do that by testing it or has a slime surface or soft surface, we got another problem there. So our take-home message is that while the crop year is done in terms of growing, certainly the harvesting and storage and quality of that corn needs to be monitored, especially now when we get some warmer days in spring, we get warmer temperatures as well, and make sure we have a high-quality feed for our livestock and or for sale. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike, and have a great weekend. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, heard every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
In a world where people are more skeptical than ever about their news, isn't it nice to know that you can still trust your local farm broadcaster? In a recent study, farm radio was rated almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
The USDA's latest dairy product commercial disappearance data helps explain the recent prices. That according to Matt Gould, analyst and editor of the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter. He'll talk with Lee Milkey about it on our Milkey Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.